going to the clinic and waiting for a while and having maybe 10 to 15 minutes with your primary care doc at VIP care, I get to spend, right now I'm spending about an hour with each patient. So you get to meet your patients, you get to know them as people and know every little detail about them, and everything, all of that is important. You get to spend time educating patients on how they should care for themselves, diets, everything. At the end of every visit, I get to say, what else? And instead of having to, you know, say, hey, I have to go on to my next patient. So it's a great thing.
Right. So let's talk about that real quick, because we're seeing a lot these days. Number one, people afraid of going to the doctor because they don't know what to expect, or if they're going to catch COVID, or, you know, is it clean? Are they going to listen to me? What are they going to offer me? Are they just going to write me a prescription and send me away? You know, I'm going to wait for an hour and a half and then sit in there for 5 minutes. So you just mentioned that you sit with patients, so with people, for, you know, up to like an hour sometimes. So are you seeing at VIP care your patients that come in, the people that come in, you know, continue to return and then see results down the road, you know, just like with their overall health?
Oh, most definitely. So for instance, I had a patient who is diabetic and they take insulin, and no one really sat down with her and told her how she needed to take her insulin. And so once we were able to get to the crux of what diabetes is, how to control it with diet, lifestyle interventions, and also the insulin, we were able to take her A1C, which is a marker of how well her glucose is controlled, and basically how we track diabetic control, from a 13.5 to a 7. Which is amazing, right? Because so when you're talking about A1C, normal is anything under 5.6, 6.5 is diabetes. And what the ADA says, which is the American Diabetes Association, what they want you to be at is at 7 or below. So we were able to do that, and no one took that time to teach her about her disease.
That's kind of shocking.
It is.
Because she's been walking around wondering what to do and kind of thinking, oh, this is normal. And you're talking 13.5 marked all the way down to 7. That's almost half. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to your Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620. I'm Jenna Barr. I'm here with Dr. Amy Reed and Dr. John Ehrman. They're from VIP Care. If you're looking for a better way to go to your doctor, think again. You have options here, and there are 4 locations in our area. We're going to talk about that in a few moments. If you have any questions, we do have our text line and our phone line open, 850-437-1620. It's about 9:10 here at News Radio, so you have some time to chime on in anything. So let's talk about like misinformation too, right? So there's kind of this stigma people give to doctors, like we mentioned before, like you're just another number at the deli counter. You're kind of just like called in, here you go. My other concern with like going to the doctor these days, like with COVID and things going on, are you seeing people's fears start to minimize when it comes to COVID, like within your practice, within your facilities, from just the, you know, vaccine being available and people understanding, you just mentioned before about their diets. Are you able to help people have a healthier diet that will minimize like getting sick overall?
Absolutely. Again, we are each impaneled to a maximum of about 600 patients. So when someone comes into the clinic, they're alone in the waiting room for the most part. We have 4 exam rooms in my location. So when someone comes in, they go to an exam room right away. We start checking them in. So easy to keep people separated. But
that's great.
Also, yes, most people are getting vaccinated at this point, and they've been away from us for so long that they feel, you know, anxious to come in.
Right.
And we love having them too. I mean, it's great. I get to know everybody that I see. And I know, I wish I could say names, but I won't. But I know when some of them get out of bed, so I know when to call them in the morning and say, hey, we're going to do this. Did you remember this? Things like that. It's a lot of fun. But yes, people are starting to come back in.
Okay. That's like you said. So I was supposed to go to the doctor the other day. I didn't have a babysitter. had to cancel. There's no way. I just don't feel comfortable bringing my kids in where I see a doctor where other people are 55 and up. And I know some of them have COPD from talking to them before in the waiting room. You just never know who you'll bump into. So I'm not going to bring in a bunch of kids. So do you guys have a policy on top of, you know, maybe only one person in the room at a time, masking policy? Are you still keeping that in place? Because we are seeing, like, one of our listeners texted in, since we've reduced like the mask wearing, we're seeing people catching just the common cold and flu. Is this a coincidence, or were we expecting this with people just kind of catching colds and all the other maybe stomach bugs because we're not wearing masks as much?
So I would say going to the doctor, especially at our clinics, it's safer than going to, like, say a supermarket or a shopping center, because before a patient gets in, we call them the day before and we do a COVID screening. So we ask those questions. So are you having fever, shortness of breath? Have you been traveling? Have you been exposed? So we're doing that pre-screening. And then also we're still doing temperature checks upon entry. And then we re-ask those questions. So if you're worried about going to the doctor, at least with VIP care, you shouldn't be, or that fear should be minimized, because we're trying to screen those people, you know, away. And okay. It's not that we're not providing sick care, it's just not COVID care.
Right.
If that makes sense.
Do you feel like, and let me just talk about this real quick, do you feel like temperature checks should be a good new normal at the doctor? I mean, you already do it when you go back, you know, you get your temperature checked, your blood pressure, you know, everything checked. Should that be a new normal for people to check it the day before, have just that thermometer in the house to see if they're okay enough to go?
There's mixed evidence on using temperature checks, but the important thing about it is that it reinforces good behavior. Mm-hmm. So even if the temperature check is not ideal from a data standpoint, it does remind you, hey, okay, I'm going somewhere, I need to do this, I need to take appropriate precautions. And it also reminds staff in most of the healthcare clinics that we need to take these precautions, and it just initiates a routine.
Yeah, that accountability is there. Mm-hmm. And I love that. And like you said, it sets you guys apart on many levels. You're giving one-on-one time that is beneficial to someone's health, their future, their overall lifestyle. You're making sure that everything is clean, that people aren't just waiting in a room together. You say they go right back to their room, and taking those precautions in the day before with protocols with the COVID check. I think that's just good practice, yeah, right. Absolutely. There. Hey, 850-437-1620. Dr. Amy Reed and Dr. John Ehrman are here from VIP Care. They have four separate locations. We do have questions coming in. Will TRICARE standard work for VIP Care?
Unfortunately, this is no.
Okay.
We do Medicare Advantage only.
Okay.
We do take some patients that are under 65 that are on disability, but for the most part, all of our patients are 65 and over.
All right.
So actually, I have a patient whose parents were born in the 1890s.
All right.
Kind of interesting.
Oh, my goodness. That is so cool.
I know.
Yeah, what?
It's really cool. He came in this morning, just spur of the moment.
I mean, I just want to shake that person's hand, because that is just so neat. You don't just come across that. I feel like that's a piece of history right there you need to hug. We have a lot of questions coming in about health insurance, like what health insurance do you accept? So that's, you just answered that. 850-437-1620 if you have other questions. Let's talk about the four locations so people can kind of know and spot you guys. I'm sure, you know, once you learn about somebody, you know they're there, you start seeing it, you're like, oh, hey, I know them now. So where are your four locations, Amy?
So we have four locations, one in Milton, and then three in Pensacola. So one on Mobile and Fairfield, the other is at Pine Forest and Mobile. That's my location. And then Dr. Ehrman's is Davis and
It's right there in the corner of Brent and Davis, just right south of the Home Depot.
That's right. So they're all within reach. Mm-hmm. And like you said, you have one in Milton as well. Are there any talks about expanding in the Santa Rosa County area in the future?
I think talks.
Yeah.
We haven't gotten any farther than that.
Okay.
But it's also good to note that, you know, or important to note that in the last 2 years, we've opened up these four clinics. So the growth is there, and we are expanding.
Yeah, that's definitely growth right there. And I want to talk about that actually real quick, because you guys just totally blew my mind when we were chatting the other day about, you know, how you actually grew. So we talked before about how, like, the main location, the mothership, right, is in Tampa area. And when you came up here 2 years ago to the Panhandle, there wasn't a lot of marketing that was put into it. It was word of mouth. Do you feel like that speaks louder about who you are, the services you provide, how you provide the services, and that personal touch you give behind it? Do you think that speaks louder than the billboards and the, you know, Google ads and all those different things?
Oh. Yeah, I had no idea how powerful word of mouth really is. When we had some of our leadership folks come over to visit, and they were taking an Uber over to one of the clinics, and the Uber driver was like, I want to be seen at a VIP clinic. And that just amazed me that they knew who we were yet. Because, you know, we're not huge by any means, but yeah, word of mouth is definitely working.
Okay, so. Excellent. And we mentioned before, and I do want to talk about Uber in just a second, but 850-437-1620. We have about 10 minutes or so left in the show. So if you do have a question for Dr. Ehrman or Dr. Reed, please pop in. They're from VIP Care. They have four different locations here. If you're looking for a new primary care provider, isn't it funny? Like, a lot of people don't say a new doctor. Yeah. They say a PCP. And like, you're like, it's the doctor, so not the other PC. Anyways, so somebody wants to know, one of our listeners would like to know, how long does it take to get in with a sick visit? So let's talk sick visits a little bit.
Yeah, so we actually have same day illness and injury visits. So we say the moment that you start feeling ill, give us a call, because ultimately we want to keep you out of the ER. We want to keep you out of the hospital. We want to prevent that crisis with your health. So when someone knows that they're heading in that direction, just give us a call. We'll get you in.
Come in now.
Yes.
Just walk in.
Okay. Okay. So, and
we have the time.
What happens if, you know, I learned a lot about shut-ins when I moved here. We didn't have a huge community filled with older community members, like 65 and up. So when we moved here, I noticed a lot of people who they didn't drive. They depended on like the community bus to come, the county bus, or delivery services. So what about people? They need to see their primary care as well. So do you guys have different offers? I mean, Zoom calls or somebody to pick up, anything like that?
Yes, we do. So, of course, we do the Zoom calls. Telehealth is what we call it. And we can do it either by telephone or with that video to see the patient, just so that they can get to the doctor that way. But we also have Uber. So we have a contract through Uber where where if a patient wants to get in to see us, but they're having trouble, either they don't drive or their ride is not available, we can get them there.
Excellent. All right. And are you seeing people take advantage of that service?
Absolutely.
Oh, yes. Every day.
Okay. It's encouraging, because they can get discouraged. I mean, the older community as well, you know, they can start to feel like, oh, nobody sees me. Nobody cares about me. I can't drive. I can't go out and be normal or whatever, you know, knowing that this service is there to helps to not to deter them from getting the help that they need. So any other different things that you want to mention about same-day sick care or sick care in general when it comes to people interested in VIP care?
Well, our exam tables are actually more like lazy boy chairs. They're really comfy.
Oh.
But in all seriousness, yeah, if our patients are sick, just please come in now. Mm-hmm. Don't worry about calling us. If it's getting, say, 4:55 on a Friday, give us a call. Come on in. Just make sure that we're still there if it's the end of the day, but we'll stay to see you. We'll see you at lunch. We'll see you early in the morning. We'll make sure that we can get you in on your schedule too.
Yeah, excellent.
And don't be afraid.
Yeah, so our motto is like, call us first. You know, we're delivering five-star care, and we want to keep you out of the ER. We want to keep you out of the hospital. It's not that those places are not a great place to get well, but they are a great place to get sick.
Yes.
Yeah.
Everybody's stuffed in a room. Mm-hmm. There's a lot happening. I agree with that. It's better to call the people that you trust instead of just taking a chance and you don't really know what you're going to get or who you're going to be, you know, coming in contact with and what you're going to be exposed to. All right. It is about 9:22 here at News Radio 92.3 AM 1620. I'm Jenna Barr. I am here with Dr. John Ehrman and Dr. Amy Reed from VIP Care. We've been chatting everything from how you guys are set apart from the rest of the PCPs in the world, and also what you offer. And I mean, Lazy Boy exam chairs, please sign me up. I mean, if it has a massager built in, then we're sold. I'll pretend to be 65. But I do want to talk a little bit about your website. You do have something very unique that you don't see very often when it comes to primary care physicians coming in. You have a blog that's on there. And that's across the VIP Care. It's getvipcare.com. And so I took a little perusing of it, and there's everything from how to use a cane to balance problems and different issues. So one of the things I do want to ask is when it comes to nutrition, because nutrition is really the basis of our body, the basis of our health and lifestyle. Are you able to offer those services? I know you mentioned it a little bit before, but people who come in and they're just having like weight loss issues or, you know, gut issues, do you have those services as well to offer your patients?
So in terms of like an in-house nutritionist, no, but that is a big focus on our preventative health, you know, weight control. It's also a great focus on disease control as well. So like I said, diabetes, coronary artery disease, hypertension, high blood pressure, those are all medical conditions that are impacted by your diet. And whenever someone comes in and they're like, well, what can I do, doc? I'm like, really, you need to focus on the basics. And it's the diet, the exercise, and the weight loss. Mm-hmm. And pretty much everything aligns from there. So you have to build that, you have to have that good foundation to get control of those chronic medical conditions.
There are a lot of good resources out there on the internet, and they're great. But in most healthcare settings, people just don't have the time to point patients in that direction. So usually we'll take the time to go over some of those resources, and then, you know, if folks don't have access to printers and things like that, we just print them out and make sure that they have that. And the other great thing is we can schedule a follow-up the next week to go over everything all over again. Yeah, or we can call them at home and say, how are things going? And take the time to not only teach them, but also, you know, be the cheerleader, be encouraging to make sure that they're continuing through.
Yeah. So even though we don't have that in-house nutritionist, you know, we actually have pretty good experience with diet nutrition. And so I have a lot of handouts, patient handouts and information about the diets that I recommend, and that would be DASH, and also Mediterranean DASH is dietary approaches to stop hypertension. Mm-hmm. And then Mediterranean diet, of course, it's been, you know, we've been studying it since the 1960s in regards to how it lowers chronic medical conditions. And it's funny, if you combine the two, you actually have decreased rates of dementia.
Wow.
Yeah. So, and that's that study's out of Rush University in Chicago. So, like I said, it really starts with that good foundation of diet, exercise, weight control.
That's right. And you mentioned Mediterranean feta cheese and olive oil. Sign me up. Thank you very much.
Well, whenever I say to patients, oh, Mediterranean diet, they're like, oh, Italian. I can eat pasta.
I'm
like,
stop it.
Well,
stop.
Well, you know, it's not all pasta. It's actually mostly fruits and veg, yes, lean protein. And then, you know, your pasta is going to be your side dish. So.
That's right. You can still have it, but within
moderation.
I don't know. I was trying to make a little spin on that. Real quick, we have about 3 minutes left here. We are chatting with Dr. Amy Reed and Dr. John Ehrman from VIP Care. One of our listeners would like to know, how often could I see my doctor if they come to see you? You just kind of answered it a little bit before.
Whenever.
Yeah. We want to see a minimum of four times a year,
yes,
but It just depends on what's going on. I see some of my patients every week.
Mm-hmm. So okay. Yeah, and that's such a huge departure from most primary care providers in this area who are seeing upwards of 30 to 40 patients a day. Because our patient panel is so small, we really get to know the patient, get to know their needs. And if they do need to see us more often than, once every quarter, like we can make that happen. And it's funny when I get new patients and I tell them, hey, this is our care model. We want to see you. They're like, well, what are you going to talk to me for 4 times out of the year? I was like, well, we can address multiple issues. You can't address everything in one visit a year. Like it's just.
Right. And it's good. I mean, you don't just leave your car to not get the oil change. Like, mm-hmm. You don't just like hope, oh, I hope I time it correctly. It's kind of, you make sure that there's oil so everything is running properly in the engine. You make sure there's power steering fluid. You make sure you have the coolant. You have all the things going. And so, different things pop up throughout different times of the year as well. And especially like seasonal depression or things like mm-hmm. that come in, getting fit in closer to summer, people are always all of a sudden like, wait a second, I should probably put down the Krispy Kreme or whatever it is.
Yeah, and I think that is the difference between most patient care this time day and age is focused on sick care. So you wait until you're sick to go to the doctor. That's mm-hmm. not how we work at VIP Care. We want to see you, like I said, minimum of 4 times a year. And we want to prevent those crisis situations where patients just wait until they're so sick to see the doctor. That's not what we're about.
Yeah. No, and like we mentioned before, it's better to get it taken care of beforehand, notice that things are coming up, and they get to know you. I do know we're about to run out of time here, so I do want to give you guys an opportunity to have everybody, the website, how to contact you. But we do have more time together in the upcoming weeks. We're going to be able to get to know you all a little bit more. So if you didn't get your question in today, we will have VIP care here again next Monday at 9. So you're not going to miss out. We'll learn a little bit more with Dr. Amy and Dr. John. But before we wrap up here, real quick, give the phone number to give y'all a call and the website.
Yeah, so the number is going to be 850-517-4646, and that's your call to Better Health. So again, that's 850-517-4646. And if you wanted to go on the website, it's www.getvipcare.com.
Thank you, Dr. Reed. Oh. Yeah, you did a great job.
Thank
Dr.
you.
Ehrman, appreciate you guys, and we'll see you next week.
Thank you.